The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Dolan Show with Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels there. And now, a man who does things because he can. Here's Nate.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Friday episode of the Nate Dolan Show. Hope everybody is doing fine. Because we record this a little bit early, I can't let you know what happened with my colonoscopy.
Wait a second.
That I just had.
Oops. How thrilling.
Yes, that's the colonoscopy coming up yesterday for me.
Is it just is there like a device that goes up the anal area, or is it?
Yeah, that's how a colonoscopy works.
There's not just a little finger poke?
No, that would be a prostate check.
That's what that is. Okay.
Yes.
I'm confused.
A colonoscopy, you have to take this stuff. You're on a clear liquid diet the day before,
and then
you have to take some terrible stuff to flush out your insides.
Oh, how terrible. That's the worst part, huh? Imagine here in retrospect, Nate?
Yeah, well, I'm guessing.
In future retrospect?
As we're recording this, I don't know. But, just a normal screening, but that's how most of my yesterday was spent, with a giant tube in my butt.
You're hungry? And with a tube up your ass, it's nice.
So medical stuff going on. Yeah. Coming up on the show today, of course, as I promised, we've got Black Guy News, the Kanye West edition.
Oh, God.
What the cops in Winnipeg have been up to. You won't want to miss that. Plus, why Bob Costas is potentially a giant dick.
Although
we might find it funny. We don't know yet. See, that's what we're going to judge.
Understandable.
Was he a dick or was he not a dick? Once again, Diana could not make it tonight because her car is in the shop.
Of course.
So, not here. There will be no Well Hung podcast on Monday. Sorry about that. At least not a new one. So, you can go back through the archives and listen again to basically what ends up oftentimes being a counseling session between Diana and myself. You know,
yes.
it's one of those things as you get a little older that people who are a little younger oftentimes, whether they realize it or not, at the time when you start having a conversation, it ends up being very much a counseling session.
Totally.
Where it's like, oh, I didn't realize that. And it's all stuff that as someone who's been around a lot longer, you've gone through a lot of things and you're like, oh, okay, that's what that means. And when you're doing that, so on and so forth. So, and the nice thing about Diana is she doesn't take it as an insult. You know,
yeah.
She's like, oh,
she's
I never,
a good sport.
I never considered that. It's not one of those things where it's, oh my God, you're an idiot. It's, oh, I never thought of that because I'm like, well, why would you have thought of that?
Right.
It doesn't make
you didn't have the experience yet.
That's right. You have no basis of knowledge for that, and why would you? But the 4th of July weekend.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah.
Woo!
Any big plans for you this weekend, Kareem? Blowing off a finger or two?
No.
He needs those, man. That's his livelihood.
That's true.
My brother Charlie did that when I was a kid.
Oh, shit.
He was the cautionary tale.
So I learned my lesson early.
Thank you, Charlie. Wherever you are.
Yeah, luckily he has big enough hands that he can cover it.
He can lose a little flesh.
Yeah, but yeah, his pinky, he blew it off.
Oh,
kid.
Damn.
Hey, I have an update. I'm just looking at Facebook really quickly now. The gayest guy I know, who's also married, Larry, former co-host on the show, has now taken the rainbow flag overlay off of his profile picture. So that means the rest of you can do it too. By the time you're listening to this, he will have had it off for at least 4 days. So it's okay for everybody else.
It's okay. We support you.
To go
We're
back.
Proud of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get that shit off your
profile. Keep on keeping on. Marriage for everybody is legal in all 50 states. Huzzah. We've won. It's what's right. I think it was a good day for the country when that happened.
Yeah,
so
there's relief in the air. There's definitely relief in the air.
And it was what's really weird is everybody's like, oh my God, it's been so long. People were starting to reflect. My friends who are journalists were starting to reflect over the past few days, the past week or so, about because working in Vermont, was I believe the first state to have legal civil unions, which was the precursor to marriage for all.
Right. Yeah.
And it gave a lot of the same legal rights to same-sex couples that marriage did.
Right.
Not all of them, and it wasn't transferable from state to state. Mm-hmm. That was 15 years ago.
Wow. Yeah.
That wasn't really, and honestly, that wasn't that long ago.
Nah.
That we had no states with even a civil union, and now marriage for everybody is the law of the land. So that is fantastic. And while it seems like forever, when you're talking about how things progress in history, it's virtually no time at all, really.
Right. Yeah.
So congratulations, everybody. So Sam, any plans for you for the 4th?
Well, yes. I don't know how many episodes back it was. I described an embarrassing time I
sure.
had.
Sure.
Right.
Yes.
And it happened to be on a 4th of July.
I believe it was the 300th episode.
Maybe on the 300th episode.
Yeah, because that was embarrassing stories.
I remember that.
And me and my friends are actually looking forward to reenacting that wonderful time.
So you're going to be nude is what you're saying.
Jumping over fireworks naked. What better way can you spend national holiday?
What could possibly go wrong?
That is the whitest thing I heard today.
Well, the thing is, first time we did it, there was no drugs or alcohol involved. This time there's at least going to be alcohol involved. So it might even get a little wilder.
That is the whitest thing I've heard this week.
Yeah.
How about you, Nate? 4th of July? Are you going to fly your Canadian flag?
My Canadian flag is up inside all the time.
I know it is.
As it
would
be.
Maple leaf for days.
You know what's really weird? I don't really have any big plans for the 4th of July weekend. I'm still sort of first of all, I have a lot of medical stuff going on this week.
Yeah, colonoscopy.
I've got the colonoscopy. I have an appointment with the sleep doctor on Wednesday. So basically, here's how my week is gone to this point. Wednesday, I've got a late afternoon appointment with the sleep doctor.
I'm not familiar with the sleep doctor.
The sleep doctor is what happens when your girlfriend says that you stop breathing in the middle of the night.
Oh, shit.
And you got to go get that shit checked out.
You got apnea, bro.
You got to get that shit checked out.
Yes.
My mom's got the sleep apnea. That's scary.
Right. So that's the first meeting with the sleep doctor. So when that finishes, I'm going to come home and immediately come home and take the concoction that will flush out my innards so that I can have the colonoscopy on Thursday. So I'm thinking
he's not doing anything until Sunday.
You're not thinking about barbecues and beer.
No, you know, what I'm thinking about, Sam, I'm thinking about laying here on my couch with my feet up watching baseball.
That's a good plan.
Watching my beloved Angels hopefully continue to win. That would be a fantastic 4th of July for me.
Okay.
Is that there's some movies I want to catch up on. I want to go see Ted 2.
Mm-hmm.
So probably we'll be doing that with Leslie. Just a few other things I want to catch up. There was a lot of catching up on the TiVo.
Yeah.
When you're away for a week, man, you miss. There's so much stuff that can build up. And when you watch shows with somebody else and they've been gone for 2 weeks...
It's catch-up time.
It was catch-up time. And we're mostly caught up now, but there's still a lot of stuff to go. So it's probably a lot of TV. Get out on my bikes a little bit, do a little bit of riding.
Nice.
Once you know, stuff stays in me.
Your butthole's recovered. Yep.
Yeah, all that's happening. But while I was away on vacation,
mm-hmm.
I had a little medical surprise.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I will be as delicate with this as I can. You both might cringe at this, so be prepared for cringiness.
Mm.
So I get up and I go downstairs to go to the bathroom. And you know, in the morning when you're going both number one and number two at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay. So mm-hmm. I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, and I'm like, I feel like I got to push a little more because I feel like for whatever reason I've got a big lump in the middle of it.
You got the little trickle going, but nothing in the behind.
No. It was weird. It was like there was some coming out and whatever.
Are we talking frontal or
that would
or
be number
rear?
Two? Number two.
Okay.
Just moving. And so I'm pushing and I push, and all of a sudden it feels like
a fucking granite stone shredding your innards?
It feels like a Band-Aid being ripped off the sensitive skin on the inside of my urethra.
Ooh.
What? Yeah. And I'm like, and I've had a similar sensation before. Like, if you have sex and you don't get all of the jizz cleaned out of the old tube, yeah. sometimes it'll dry in there and the first pee the next morning, that's a, you know, it dries in there, so it's a little sharp and that hurts. This time I looked down and there was blood.
Oh, shit.
That's right.
What the fuck, Nate?
There was blood.
Urinary tract infection?
No.
A UTI action?
We're getting there. Hold on. Don't. Okay.
I'm on the edge of my seat, young man.
Well, I have to tell the story. That's the whole point.
Carry on.
So, I get the bleeding to stop, basically, and I go back upstairs to the bedroom, and I'm debating: do I tell my girlfriend that I have blood coming out of my penis? Because she's a woman and she'll freak out,
right?
Whereas guys will go, eh. You'll be fine. So
if it stops.
So she's like, let me see. So there was still a little bit. And so, you know, Kleenex, get it cleaned up, whatever. She's like, as soon as we get back, you're going to the doctor. And I said,
oh, she's a sweetie.
I said, all right. So I go throughout my day, and every time I just pee, no blood. It's fine.
Okay.
Everything's good. So I'm thinking, all right, it's all good. It was a one-time thing, not a big deal. Next day, and not in the morning, this is sometime middle of the day, whatever, I'm not thinking, and number one and number two at the same time.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, and it didn't feel like the powerful rush of number one coming out. Mm-hmm. And again, there was a little bit of blood. Not as much.
I'm getting worried about you. What's going on?
I'm getting to it. Nate. So meanwhile, we're in Vermont. So this time there's far less. It's all fine. And then I'm like, you know what? Here's what's going to happen. I'm never doing this. Both of them at the same time.
Right. That's what I'm coming at.
And so she's Googling on her phone. She's like, I think it's probably this. And it was what she thought it was is something where the vein in your prostate can tear. And that will cause that. And basically, it heals by itself, but you need an antibiotic for it, if that's what happens.
Okay.
But she's like, as soon as we get back to Sacramento, you're going to the doctor. You're going to urgent care. I'm like, all right, fine. So we pass through the final day. I have no issues with anything. It doesn't hurt. There's no sign of blood. There's nothing. So
how long has this been since your last bleed?
At this point,
yeah.
Several days. I'm fine.
Okay.
And when we got back, I went to the doctor. So we land. Her dad picks us up at the airport. Go back to her place, unload her suitcases, and then we do not come back to here. We do not come to my place. We go immediately to the urgent care.
Wow.
I did not get to go home. I was being held hostage.
She was serious.
By the way, there is really nothing urgent about the urgent care.
No. Oh, no. You're going to wait there for hours.
That
dude.
Name, the name urgent does not belong there.
Urgent care means ER for people who don't want to spend the money for ER.
Well, no, and this is a Sutter. I have a Sutter doctor. That's the first thing they ask you. Do you have a Sutter doctor? And if you do not, they tell you to go to the emergency room. They're like, you need to go away because no good here. So I do, and they bring me in after about... They're like, you're going to need to give us a urine sample. I'm like, all right. And they're like, you're going to need any water. And I said, yes, I will. So do the water. They bring me in. I do the urine sample. And she's like, hey, by the way, she sends me in. She's on the wall. And then as soon as I get in there, she knocks on the door. She goes, hey, by the way, you need to do two samples. Not just one, two samples. So like fill one with a little bit, and then stop and fill the other one. I'm like, all right. So this is going to be a full-on test. I'm like, okay. Uh-oh. I am up for it. So I do it. I'm fine. Whole thing. Go back. Sit out in a waiting room for another 40 minutes. 45 minutes. Finally, the doctor sees me. Come in. He goes, we tested. There is absolutely no blood in your urine. There's nothing wrong with your urine. He goes, when did it happen? I said, a couple days ago. And I told him all the same stuff. He goes, is there any tenderness in your penis? And I said, no, there is not. And he goes, And this is the first time a man has ever said this. Can I look at your penis?
Nice.
And I said, what the hell?
so it might be kind of fun.
So he put, so well, not really, because he put on gloves, and that takes all the intimacy out of it.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah, he put on the gloves and examined it, and he goes, "Eh, it's fine." He goes, "If you haven't had any pain, and we couldn't detect any blood under a microscope, right. So there is no blood.
The bleeding has ceased.
It's completely
certainly.
Ceased. You have no discomfort." He goes, "You either had a little bit of trauma to it, or." He goes, it's possible there's a urinary tract infection, but if you're not feeling anything, it probably isn't that
up.
Either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if it were a urinary tract infection, you'd need antibiotics to clear it up. He goes, so you're fine. And I said, yeah, well, my girlfriend was really worried. And he goes, tell her that bleeding from the penis can be very scary.
Don't tell her that, please.
But it's usually nothing.
Okay.
And I said, and so we walk out to the car, and she goes, so what is it? What's this? So I said, here's what he's told me to tell you. He said, bleeding from the penis can be scary, but it's usually nothing. And her response was this. Damn it, I knew I should have gone in there with you.
What? She didn't believe you or what?
I don't know.
No, she didn't believe you didn't ask the right questions. That's what her.
Yeah, that's
right.
What she's thinking, huh?
Well, that's what she's thinking. But
you lied to that doctor, didn't you?
I explained to the doctor exactly what happened and how it happened. And
so maybe you just got a little too vigorous the night before.
No.
He said trauma.
Well, it could have been anything, it could be any sort of trauma or anything. No. So, you know, whatever. It's fine. It was, but yes, it is scary when blood comes out of your penis.
Uh-huh.
That part I can verify, because you're like, I'm going to need that.
All I'm imagining is that scene from the 90s film Junior, where Arnold Schwarzenegger's holding a baby version of himself. Well, I'm thinking, am I menstruating? Am I about to have a...
Well, here's what I said when I went upstairs to tell her. I said, I got my penis period.
Penis period.
She did not find that funny.
You're like, I can totally empathize with you now. We're on the same level.
So it was a surprise, but the bottom line is there is nothing wrong. My penis is healthy, and I'm
glad to hear that.
I'm good to go. But it was a hell of a surprise mid vacation.
Yeah, I bet.
Glad your penis isn't falling off.
Right, me too. Because you know, there was always the worry because we're going around doing stuff. And I'm like,
that's why your penis was bleeding.
You're doing stuff.
So I'm like, where am I going to be and what's going to happen? You know, because, you know, every now and then you get a little drop of urine on your pants because it shakes. What happens is you get like a trail.
Happens every time.
Fucking trail of blood on your leg.
Just don't be wearing those khaki shorts.
Yeah. Well, I had some camo, the camo shorts.
Camo's a good choice.
The darker camo. Yeah. But bottom line, I'm fine.
Good.
I'm fine.
I'm glad to hear it.
But... See, here, this all started when I went to the doc. Before I went to the doctor, there was never anything wrong with me.
It's the doctor's
fault. By the way, women hate it when you say that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Before I went to the doctor, there was nothing wrong with me. And now I go to the doctor and I am falling apart. My blood pressure is high. My cholesterol is high. And I'm bleeding out of my penis. These were not problems before I went to the doctor. I'm just kidding. You should go to the doctor and make sure you're healthy.
Stay healthy.
Yeah. So
mine is trying to make me go. I guess it's been like a year now.
Oh, dude.
Get a little checkup.
A year. I had not been to the doctor for other than, I've got what I think is strep and I need some antibiotics in at least 5 years.
Oh, it's been that long since I've been.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I went because I had an ear infection and I had no choice.
Right.
Ouch.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, as a guy, you know when you're like, I have something that only antibiotics will get rid of, and then you can't put off going to the doctor.
Yeah.
So, anyway, what I'm saying is I'm fine. I'm going through all of these tests to make sure that I'm fine not only at the age I am now, but in 15 and 20 years from now.
Good.
Which is the big thing. All right, so we promised Bob Costas.
Give it to me, baby.
He was doing the Friday night MLB Network game between the Cubs and the Cardinals. And he is going to be apologizing to the relief pitcher for what he said during the game.
It's not Bosio this time, it's Madden, and that means a change.
Yeah.
is on his way in. Strope is on his way out, pointing toward the heavens. We can only ask or wonder that he is asking some departed relative for forgiveness for this atrocious performance.
Did he just say that? No!
I love it.
No!
Okay,
no
Sam,
way.
Sam, don't yell into the microphone.
I apologize. That's too much.
And for all the people who didn't hear because Sam yelled, this is what he said.
Some departed relative for forgiveness for this atrocious performance.
So Bob Costas will be apologizing for that.
What a jackass.
That
I mean, it's pretty clever, but...
That might be the best sports commentary I've ever heard in my life.
I mean, it's brilliant. It's just not professional.
He told the New York Daily News that his comments, quote, came across a bit more harshly than he intended.
Like, the tone of his voice didn't even sound like he's joking. He's just like...
He was deadpanning that, but...
He's pointing to heaven. Looks like he's asking... some distant dead relative for forgiveness for that atrocious. Good God, man!
Well,
that
you know,
piece of shit you just put out there.
That, you know, he used his words
for not only fucking your team, but fucking everyone in the city you represent.
All right, so
you piece of shit.
Well, he pays for the Cubs, so you know it's expected. Yeah. So we've all heard now that there was a big movement on to replace the man on the $20 bill, and then the Treasury came out and said 20. We're going to change the 10. And we'd like to put a lady on the on
should have changed the 20.
Gonna put a lady on the $10 bill.
That's Tommy J. We're dropping Tommy J.
Is it Andrew Jackson on the 20?
He is.
Jackson's on the 20.
That's who they should have replaced.
Yeah,
drop
Jackson.
What they are replacing is Alexander Hamilton, who was the first Treasury Secretary. He's been on the 10 since 1928.
You know they won't take 20s in any of casinos.
I was not aware.
Oh, they hate him.
Well, that's, you know, it's understandable. I always thought that was because the ATMs only put out 100s.
No, it's because they hate Andrew.
By the way, they will take your $20 bills. Yeah. They will do that. So any thoughts as to who you might like to see as a lady on some money, Sam?
Demi Lovato.
Kareem, any thoughts? Any ladies you'd like to see on a $10 bill?
Well, I thought they were talking about...
We got Harriet Tubman on there. Yeah.
Well, they've talked about a lot of people. And in fact, they're asking for people to tweet in. You can write into the Treasury and nominate different women. But perhaps the most famous legal prostitute in the United States, a woman who goes...
Famous prostitute?
Goes professionally by the name Air Force Amy... is making her case to be the first woman pictured on U.S. paper currency.
Wow.
See, she works at the famous Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Carson City, Nevada, just over the hill from us, mm-hmm. up Highway 50. She previously served for 6 years in the U.S. Air Force, so she is a veteran.
Okay. And she's very patriotic.
And believes that she embodies everything the Treasury Department is looking for in a woman.
You said Air Force Amy?
Air Force Amy. She says, quote, the Treasury Department has said they want the honoree to be a symbol of democracy and women's equality. In the Air Force, I served this country and fought for her freedom. As a courtesian, I have elevated women's power within the business to the level of six-figure incomes and the ability to control their own destinies. Amy is not merely a prostitute, however. She is also a TV star featured prominently on the HBO series Cat House. Now, the $10 bill featured former Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton, as we had said, since 1923. Officials announced earlier in the month that it's time for a woman to get on the bill. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew will make the final decision about which women will join Hamilton on the bill. So Hamilton's not going away.
What?
Air Force Amy says, I've dueled with the... Writes with many of the girls at the Bunny Ranch. They're gone and I'm still here. If Alexander Hamilton had me with him back in 1804, it would have been Burr who didn't survive. See, so she knows history.
She's got a little history on her lap there.
By the way, don't get excited. The bill isn't going to get minted until 2020. So there's that. She says she might not make it that long. She said, go ahead and plan for me, and if I'm still around, we'll give it to a second choice who's not. So, so she's doing it with tongue in cheek and, you know, circling the tip of a cock. Because it's Air Force Amy.
Right.
Yeah, so we'll see who it is. I quite frankly couldn't give a shit less who's on my money. I have no cash in my wallet.
I'm a plastic guy.
Yeah, it's 2050. The only place that doesn't take cash is our doctor's offices now.
And some toll booths.
Yeah, the sleep doctor only takes checks and cash. They don't take credit cards. And I'm like,
that's why I've never heard of a sleep doctor.
I'm like, where is your clinic located? 1984?
Let me call up the DeLorean, take a ride.
My primary care physician does not take cash. I cannot, which blows my mind.
That's absurd.
It says right on there, good for all debts, public and private, right. but I cannot pay my copay with cash.
Wow.
I have to use a check or a credit card.
Interesting.
So we'll see what happens. We'll let you know which woman gets to be on the bill. Speaking of the ladies in Japan are going gaga over a very handsome gorilla.
What the fuck?
That's right. Officials at a Japanese zoo said the gorilla branded too handsome online is proving popular with the ladies in Japan. His name is Shibani. He's an 18-year-old gorilla at the Higashiyama Zoo and Botanical Gardens in Nagoya. He's proven popular with Twitter users and zoo visitors who've dubbed him too handsome and a good-looking man. Zoo officials said young women hoping to get into the good graces of the gorilla with the chiseled features and brooding poses might be disappointed to learn he has two wives of his own species already. In fact, the gorilla is also said to be doting and protective father for his offspring. He has two of those.
He's a committed male. You better lay off, bitches.
The zoo spokesman told CNN that the sudden popularity was, quote, totally unexpected.
And kind of kinky.
It's the perfect example of an internet society. We were very surprised by the phenomenon. Really? Have you not heard about how crazy Japanese people are?
Yeah. Take it back up to the top pick. I want to see.
Well, there's a whole lot of them there. It's not a close-up.
Obviously, don't listen to the show.
That's right. Crazy.
It's weird as fuck, dude.
Well, you know what he's doing, too. He's doing the same thing that waitress was doing at that hotel
playing
restaurant.
With her feet.
He's playing with a foot. He's playing with a foot. So.
Dirty bastard.
That's all happening right now.
That's weird as shit.
All right. Let's do some Cooler Tool right now. First up in Cooler Tool, I got to get these things done. The Bob Costas burn, Sam. Cooler Tool.
It's that short-term memory issue again, Bob Costas. Oh, yeah, that was very cool, actually. I support that. Cool.
Kareem?
That was cool as fuck.
It absolutely was. Bob Costas is... I mean, it was kind of a dick move, but has there ever been a more descriptive thing? Here's the reason why he's having to apologize. This guy, Pedro Strop, not from this country.
Right.
So he is Latin and I'm sure a man of deep, deep faith.
He's got these cultural differences.
Cultural my ass. Stop pointing at the sky. just saying. Up next in Cooler Tool, changing the money. Kareem?
That's cool.
Sam?
They just changed the wrong one.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I'm down with that.
Yeah, I don't care. I guess it's cool. They should change it to the... Well, I got some Canadian money, and I don't have any more with me because we said... What are you doing? Oh, he's taking a phone call. Let's listen in. Canadian money actually has a strip of plastic in it that you can see through. The whole bill is sort of plastic and part of it is clear. And it's the most interesting stuff I've seen in a while.
Huh.
It's next to, you're not going to counterfeit it, but it's all like, I went to like, let's see if I could tear it if I wanted to. And you can't because it's sort of plasticky, but it's got clear plastic on one side, but it's just really cool stuff. So our money's way behind anyway. And finally in Cooler Tool, Japan. Sam, Japan?
I think Japan's cool. I think the gorilla shit's a little weird, but I've got a thing for the Japanese weird shit.
Kareem, what do you say?
With Sam, Japanese. Yeah, Japan is pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's cool enough. So that's going to do it for Cooler Tool. Hey, we're wondering what's going on with the police in Winnipeg, Canada. Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Well, they're apologizing after... An X-rated conversation between officers and a helicopter was broadcast over its loudspeaker.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it happened.
People who live in the West End say they're used to hearing the sound of Air One flying above. But Brandy Armstrong says she's still in shock by what she heard last night.
I heard conversation coming from the helicopter. The conversation that I heard was very sexually inappropriate.
Oh, no.
It was just after 9:30 when the sound of police officers and the helicopter were broadcast through the loudspeaker. She said the conversation was explicit. They were talking about oral sex. Armstrong was with her husband in the backyard who heard it too.
He just looked at me and started laughing and said, "Did you hear that, honey? Did you really hear that?" And I said yes.
Armstrong said she's upset because there were children in the area.
Angry, speechless.
Other conversations could also be heard in the North End and across the downtown. Jacob Serbrin was riding his bike with a friend near the legislative building when he heard the chatter.
But the first thing I made out was a word that I can't say on television. And then he said $600 a week. So... $600 a week. I don't know the context.
Police will only say that Air One was on a routine patrol when it inadvertently activated the aircraft's public address system. There were three officers in the helicopter at the time, and police say they didn't know their conversation was being broadcast. Armstrong thinks the officers should be disciplined.
I mean, they're setting a bad example for children. It's almost saying it's okay to speak like this.
Police have apologized for the incident.
We're sincerely apologetic about it. We're going to review the situation, I can assure you. And members of the executive are very much aware of, you know, the sensitivity and the nature of what was broadcast.
But as for discipline, police say that's part of the review and a decision will be made at a later date. Nelly Gonzalez, CBC News, Winnipeg.
So that's what's happening in Winnipeg with the cops.
Good times, great oldies.
Exactly.
They're not beating anybody, so there's that.
There's that.
Sorry.
It is okay to talk like that as long as you're not on a fucking loudspeaker.
Right. You imagine you're just hanging out in your backyard and all of a sudden you get that, just blasting, motherfucking this, motherfucking that.
Yeah.
I'm guessing they're dropping some motherfuckers.
And I'm pretty sure she says some shit with her friends.
Yeah.
That if we heard, it would be inappropriate.
Of course. All right, it's time for Black Guy News, Kanye edition.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
There was a lot of controversy when the Glastonbury Festival decided to make Kanye the headliner. A lot of people upset because it's traditionally a rock festival. Kanye, more of a rapper, MC, not rock, although he does call himself the greatest living rock star in the world.
Rockstar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He did refer to himself as that. He decided to cover Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody on stage. So, yeah. Let's take a listen to a little bit of that. Real life. By the way, this is just Queen playing. He's not doing anything yet. You'll know when he starts. He's walking out now. There's a lot of smoke. He's just sort of standing there looking out at the crowd.
What's going on right now? I mean, I love Queen, but what's going on right now?
Well, get ready to hate this. See, he's just pointing at the sky like Pedro Strop.
You better be praying to a dead relative right now.
Get ready, Sam. Here it comes. He just killed a man. If you listen, you can hear Freddie Mercury spinning in his grave right now.
Oh, no. I just killed a man. Put my gun up to his head. Pulled a trigger. Now he's dead. Mama. Karaoke hour. But now, what's happening?
Turn it off! Turn it off! I didn't mean to make you cry. And I'm not back again this time.
So that was it.
That's
Did you hear Freddie Mercury spin in his grave?
Yes, I did. I've heard many very intoxicated drunk people do better than that at karaoke on that very song.
Well, I'm pretty sure he was just putting his own spin on it.
Okay, that's a nice cover. I don't buy it, but I'll let you either. Have it.
It's something. There, Huffington Post says it's reminiscent of Jay-Z's Wonderwall performance in response to Noel Gallagher's criticism of his headline at Glastonbury in 2008. A petition against Kanye West's appearance led to one person rushing the stage. Turns out it was a comedian who rushed the stage, proving again that comedians should not rush stages because comedians who rush stages are not funny any more than Kanye's a singer. Sorry, Kanye. Not a singer. That's Black Guy News, Kanye West edition.
Okay, that was fun. That was funner than I expected.
That was more Black White Guy News.
Right,
than
right.
Black Guy News.
Yeah, we got the Freddie Mercury angle on that.
Yeah. So.
In Pennsylvania, 16 different police departments responded to a wedding brawl. That's right. More than a dozen different police departments in southeastern Pennsylvania responded to a wedding brawl that grew violently out of control. They arrested 7 people, including the groom, during an altercation in Ontolani Township, which reportedly began over a guest letting her 14-year-old son drink alcohol. Officers from the Northern Berks Regional Police were first on scene, but they called for reinforcements after guests, some shirtless and bloodied, threatened them. Police from 16...
Bloodied.
Yeah. And shirtless. Police from 16 different departments across the county responded and attempted to control the crowd. Police say one guest was unfazed after an officer twice used a stun gun on him. And the groom, Nicholas Papatsoukas, who's 31, reportedly challenged police to a fight before being subdued and charged with disorderly conduct, interfering with the administration of law and public drunkenness. Emergency workers, meanwhile, treated his bride for alcohol poisoning and dehydration. That's a good wedding. The involved officers came from departments all over Pennsylvania. 4 officers from Northern Berks Regional and another township reportedly suffered minor injuries in the incident and received medical treatment. Police say the 14-year-old boy in question blew a .16 blood alcohol content, so twice the legal limit. He told cops he drank 2 beers. So twice the legal limit of being drunk. The Reading Eagle, quoted Northern Berks Regional Police Chief Scott Eakin as saying, quote, "Several people were trying to be calming influence in all of this, but at that point, alcohol had taken over."
Yeah, probably.
Man, and that's why you don't have an open bar. So, Kareem, feel free to use that to get out of any wedding talk. See, bad things happen at weddings.
I told y'all the story about the wedding I did in Folsom.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't recall that.
Fill me in. Yeah. Some of those listeners out there who don't
give
know.
Give us a thumbnail.
So I married a couple of your cousins.
That's right, because you are an ordained minister. You can perform the ceremonies.
Up in Folsom. So wedding started. The bridesmaid and the groomsmen are on their way up the aisle. The mother of the bride runs out the side door and goes in. Confronts her daughter because she's upset because she's not walking her down the aisle.
Yeah, instead of the daddy?
The brother was walking down the aisle.
Okay.
So her and the maid of honor almost get into a fist fight.
Mm.
Like you hear this commotion outside this little room we're in because it was supposed to be an outdoor wedding, but it rained. So
that's the worst kind.
And then she storms up the aisle and she tells the grandmother, which I guess is her mother, "I hope you burn in hell."
Oh, shit.
And she storms out.
Wow.
And I was like, wow.
So
lovely occasion.
So we're delaying the start then.
How do you recover from that, Kareem, as the officiator?
I didn't even know. I was like, well, shit.
You're like, I'm sure she's just got a lot of tension. We all understand. She doesn't mean that.
It's wedding day nerves. Wedding day nerves. So anyway,
everything I can say, stop saying white people. Damn.
Well, I believe these were Greeks, so I'm not claiming them as my own. Sorry. No. They have their own big fat drunken.
Those damn Greek Cretans.
they have their own big fat weddings and all that jazz. So,
yeah.
All right, it's time for Florida Corner.
Finally.
Well, it's Florida Corner this time.
Clever
headline: man points gun at clerk because bathroom was out of order. That's right. The Fort Myers Police Department is looking for a man who entered a 7-Eleven in Fort Myers on Friday evening and pointed a gun at the store clerk. The incident occurred just before 6:30 p.m. after the store clerk told the suspect the bathroom was out of order. The suspect fled the store on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and entered a green four-door Cadillac. The suspect, I'm looking at the photo now, one of Kareem's cousins. He likes to use the term cousins a lot.
Right.
This one's one of yours. Getting into his green Cadillac.
Yeah, when you said Martin Luther King, I knew where it was.
Well, if that didn't give you the hint, the green Cadillac should have. Because my cousins don't drive green Cadillacs.
You just don't know.
Also in Florida, I'm going to have to turn the music down so we can hear this. There was a lady, this would be one of your female cousins, Scream. She decided that there was a problem with her pot deal, and she was going to do something about it. What, you ask? Well, she had flaca on her, which I don't know if it's related to Waka Flocka Flame. She called 911 to report the man not giving her drugs.
911 to report a drug deal gone wrong. She told the operator someone took her money but failed to give her the marijuana she bought.
911, what is your emergency?
Hello?
This is a police emergency, 911.
How many? I'm going to a detox mode right now. My cousin just pulled my hair and stuff. He got my money and I want my drugs. He's getting on the officer.
A Broward Sheriff's deputy answered the call, searched Heller, and found a white substance in her pocket that tested positive for the psychosis-inducing street drug known as Flocka. Jail records show she was arrested on a drug charge and for misusing the 911 system. Wayne Rustin, SunSentinel.com.
Drugs are bad.
Yeah.
Just going to say that.
Flocka is... That shit's crazy.
Is that a cousin to bath salts?
Yeah. I think it's
isn't that where that whole thing with the eating the homeless man happened in Florida?
Was yes.
Florida?
I think it's actually made out of the same shit.
Yeah that did happen shit. In Florida.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, not fun. So drugs are bad in Florida, but...
Don't do it.
But like, she had three lines for the police, and the third line was just unintelligible.
Yeah, I saw that. It's funny.
Got my money, and I want my drug. I'm going through detox, and I want my drugs.
And well, something, I want my drug.
Yeah, do you understand how this works? We have some Donald Trump news. This is not breaking as we say it, but it is, as we know. He's been dumped by NBC, if you recall, when he announced he was running for president.
And the crowd goes wild.
he had some controversial remarks about Mexican immigrants, and it got some backlash, and you know, barely a week went by before NBC stepped up and said, "At NBC, we respect and dignity for all people are cornerstones of our values. Due to recent derogatory statements by Donald Trump regarding immigrants, NBC Universal is ending its business relationship with Mr. Trump." That didn't happen until after Univision said they were not going to air the Miss Universe pageant. They're like, "No, you said terrible things, and we're not going to air your pageant because you're terrible."
Wait, he runs the pageant?
He bought them, yes. Miss USA and...
That seems so odd.
He did.
Donald Trump and Miss Universe?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Miss USA and Miss Universe pageant.
We need to find his next young blonde wife somewhere.
I guess that's it. Maybe that's it.
However, NBC did say that Celebrity Apprentice is licensed for Mark Burnett's United Artists Media Group, and that relationship will continue. So we'll see how that all comes back. In case you missed what Donald Trump said, he wouldn't apologize. Yeah, he basically said they're not sending their best. They're sending rapists.
What?
from Mexico. Yeah, and when asked for an apology, he did not get one. He did not give one. So anyway, Ricky Martin slammed Donald Trump. Then he said he would not do the pageant. But either way, pageants are outdated. So I don't.
I was going to say, like, is it really a big loss if Univision doesn't air this show? Like,
well, it is for them because it's, you know, there are a lot of people who still watch it because they're women and they don't watch internet porn.
Yeah, they're women who like to sexualize their minor children and put undue pressure on a poor developing psyche.
Here's
fuck the fucking pageant.
Here's what kids today. And
I'm with Trump.
Here's what millennials today. You're with Trump.
I'm with Trump as far as him getting this thing not on the air. I support him fucking shit up.
Back in the day,
calm down, thumbtack.
Back in the day, if you wanted to beat off, quite often you would have to have what we would call a mental spank bank of images you had seen in the past.
That's a cute, clever alliteration. I like
because
that.
You didn't always have a magazine that you could hide somewhere, and you certainly didn't have a magical device that brought pornography right to you. This did not exist.
Right.
So. At that point, these pageants were very useful for young men because they would get to see hot women walking around in, at that time, one-piece bathing suits. Yes. One-piece bathing suits.
That shit's hot, though.
Well, all right. You only use the thought of a woman in a one-piece bathing suit to get yourself off for a week. Yeah. Come back and let us know how that goes. I'm guessing there'll be blood coming out of your penis because it's just not working. Yeah, it's part of being spoiled, but that's okay because we've moved to that point. All right, some health news here from Australia: the dangers of skinny jeans. Sam, you're going to want to pay attention to this.
Oh, I heard this one.
Mm-hmm. An Australian doctor is warned against skinny jeans, citing a patient who collapsed after a day of strenuous activity while wearing tight pants. Neurologist Thomas Kimber of the Royal Adelaide Hospital told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation that a 35-year-old woman from Adelaide was recently hospitalized after wearing skinny jeans. He said the woman was helping a relative move and spent the day squatting to help them clean. She noticed that her legs were becoming increasingly uncomfortable as the day went on, but didn't really think much of it. The woman didn't notice anything was wrong until she fell on the sidewalk and couldn't get up again. By this time, it was dark and quite late at night, and she was unable to stand up again and really was there for some time before she could crawl to the side of the road, hail a cab, and bring herself to the hospital. You imagine?
Damn.
Where was her cell phone?
Right, right.
It was so tight that they couldn't
get out
of
her pants. So here's what happened. The woman's legs were so swollen that the hospital staff had to cut her jeans off of her body. She suffered
pants are clearly too tight.
She suffered severe muscle swelling and nerve compression and had to be treated with intravenous fluids. According to the report of the incident, which was published in the Journal of Neurology, the patient suffered compartment syndrome, which increased pressure to body parts, particularly in the leg and forearm. It leads to muscle or nerve damage. He said, "We believe it was the combination of the squatting and the tight jeans that caused the problem. The woman was unable to walk for several days."
Holy shit.
But she's made a full recovery, so it's good news. The take-home message that the doctor would like to leave with people is if they're going to be doing a lot of squatting, wear something looser with more elasticity, perhaps.
Support that. So don't do any squatting in skinny jeans.
Don't squat in your tight pants, Sam.
That's just foolish, man. I wear my harem crotch soft pants if I'm going to do that, dude. The big old free ballers, you know what I'm saying?
The hammer pants?
The low-hanging hammer pants. Let your hammer hang low.
Yeah, well.
Well, I'm opposed to the whole thing.
Exactly. That's what I have to say.
Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Right.
Come on, they're cheeky and fun, Nate.
Hats.
It's so damn hot.
That's true.
All right, so let's. Do I have anything in here? I think we're ready to wrap it up. You know, before we get to small town news, I just want to say this. If you're going to be shopping on Amazon anyway, can you do us a favor and go ahead and shop through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com?
Hell, bookmark that and make it a link that you always use.
Well, here's the thing. That might be changing over the next little bit. Cause okay. I got to change. There's a lot. I don't want to get into this because it's kind of techie shit.
Don't do what Sam said.
But they're changing all of the banner ads and stuff like that. So I'm not sure.
Okay.
So once that all gets done, all right. which will happen in the next couple of weeks, we'll let you know you can do that. You can do it now, and it's fine if you've done that. But if you keep going back to the tab, just for the next couple of weeks, it'll be okay. We'll get it squared away, and I'll let everybody know. That's another goal, is to get that updated, because by the end of July, the old thing won't work anymore. So I have to update this. This isn't just sitting here and talking for a couple of hours on a Monday to give you two shows every week. There's shit that goes on behind the scenes. There's stuff. There's work to do here.
Yeah.
And so you're shopping Amazon. It helps us take care of some expenses that we might have to have. You know, like this soundboard that I just bought.
You're a nice guy. You're a nice guy.
That's right. The old tablet was shit in the bed. Had to go to the new iPad.
Yeah, you did.
Had to go to the new iPad. So, you know, that's...
Nate, you're 100% right.
It's expensive to do a podcast and do it right. You know, if you want to have something that sounds good, that isn't just us yelling into... If you want to just have, you know, 3-4 people yelling into a laptop, any podcast will do.
Oh, yes.
Literally any podcast will do. It doesn't matter who's doing it.
What retarded amateur idiots.
Exactly. Anybody like that can do a podcast. They just yell into the mic on the... not us. We each have our own microphone that we yell into.
Exactly.
So these things are all going on. So if you're going to, like I said, if you're against shopping Amazon, don't shop Amazon. But if you're going to anyway, go through our site, because it does help us out. And we do appreciate it. So thank you very much. Also, if you know somebody who's like into the same sort of things you are, you think they might like the show, tell them about it. It's a free show. You don't have to show up anywhere. You can listen anywhere you want. You can listen on your phone, your computer, whatever. Just put us in your ear, but go for a walk with us.
Take us for a walk.
Yeah.
We'll keep company.
We'll go to the gym with you. We'll go anywhere you like. You can
run faster.
By the way, you can listen in the
tub. You're looking great.
You can listen in the tub.
Damn, I like the way you look. Keep on doing it.
Like an Egyptian.
You could literally be shaving your legs while listening to this show.
I think every 15 minutes we should have motivational speech with Sam, and I'll say things like, "You're looking so damn sexy. Keep going." Every 50
balls in a tub.
all of those.
If
things.
You stop, I'm going to make your penis bleed.
Oh.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Yeah, here's what I would like to say about the bleeding from my penis.
Those were very bad times.
It's true.
I bet.
It was very good. It was very concerning. All right. now that we've done all of that. It's time for a small town news, and small town news wouldn't be complete without a Gordy Little column, would it?
Please give me some Gordy Little.
It's called Green Peppers in the Summer Solstice.
Uh-oh.
It's little bits. He starts, it's summer. Some of us pay attention to the solstice, others don't. I didn't stare at the western sky in my watch to see if it was really the longest day of the year. For me, it was just another date on the calendar. I've seen many of them in my long life, and most have been just fine. Some of us are not happy unless we've got something to gripe about, and the weather is almost always in the top three on our list. Our North Country spring weather was variable, interesting, and probably not record-setting. It was what it was. The ground warmed enough for Kay to put some beautiful flowers in the ground, and I got dirt under my fingernails while planting vegetable plants and seeds. To say they're all thriving would not be quite accurate. Most are still upright, though the leaves chewed off by our lovely little brown bunny are beginning to be replaced by new ones. My original cucumber plants apparently grew downward rather than upward, so I planted others, and those are fine. Most of the bean plants are thriving, and a few are showing signs of blossoms, and that's a good thing. See, when Beatrice the bunny nibbled the leaves off of about 3 tomato plants, I was about to give up the ghost. But generous rain and a few warm afternoons worked wonders, and they all appeared to be bouncing back. Well, perhaps bouncing isn't the right word. Struggling would be more like it.
Aww.
See, suffice it to say, they won't be ready for the metal cages for some time. Fresh garden tomatoes are our favorites, so I must guard and nurture them until harvest. Kay found half an envelope of green bean seeds, and we put them underground, hoping for the best. Well, the best is just that two of them popped up, and we're thinking of a higher fence to keep Beatrice... We just named her this morning. Keep Beatrice away. Beatrice would be the buddy. Yeah. What can I say about green peppers? The world would be sadder without them, and our plants are doing well, thank you.
That's profound, man. Maybe what the world needs now is green peppers, sweet green peppers.
Could be.
No.
Could be anything like that. Maybe we need to stop for some words of wisdom from Gordy Little every few minutes.
Gordy Little. Breaking it down.
I rarely take my coffee out to the back porch at 5 a.m. each day unless the thermometer reads more than 50 degrees. My Facebook friends expect my daily posting of the current warmth and wind conditions. On this day, I wrote this. It was over 62 with no wind. Ideal conditions for morning contemplation.
Yeah.
I did notice another crop that is doing much better than I expected or wanted. That involves green things popping up along the riverbank.
Nice.
Copious sky water has given the shrubs and bushes and saplings a huge growth spurt, sending them above the fence and obstructing our view.
Uh-oh.
I see a trimming session in my near future, but Kay is trembling at the thought. There's something about an old, fat man straddling the rocks while balancing a hedge trimmer
Gordy.
And a long power cord that conjures up a nasty scene.
Come on, go.
Yes, I have tumbled over a bank a couple of times. And I have cracked a few ribs.
Shit.
I have bent a few eyeglass frames.
That's gangster.
And I have moaned and groaned while clawing my way up to safety. Can you blame her? Sometimes being a bumbling southpaw with an impressive resume full of such near disasters, I guess I have a negative history of riverbank rambling.
With an impressive resume.
The best way to handle the situation is to grab my long extension pole with a cutter.
Hey, Gordy, watch it now.
And a long rope and tackle that green mass from the safe side of the fence. Of course, that leaves the possibility of getting my two left feet tangled in the rope. Whatever happens, your chance of seeing video highlights of these shenanigans are nil. Shenanigans?
Because this woman are cheeky and fun.
Keyword.
For such tomfoolery, no cameras are allowed. But if you happen by and hear loud words that are unseemly from behind our Morrisonville home, and a sigh from the sprightly little lady watching it all happen, you'll know I'm just trying to live up to my reputation.
It's hella thug.
Happy summer, everyone.
Yo.
Yeah, that's how Gordy Little greets the summertime. Talking about busting some ribs.
I dig it.
You know what? I really said, I think Gordy's columns have gotten better since he's left the constraints of the Press Republican for a more free-form Denton Publications. Also, The Roots helps a lot, too.
Yeah, it does. It helps a lot.
So, that's going to do it for this episode of The Nate Darling Show. That's all we got for the week. Everybody, have a safe and wonderful 4th of July. Don't blow off your fingers like Kareem's brother.
Please don't.
Let him be a cautionary tale. If you see blood coming from your penis, you might want to get that checked out. And
probably nothing.
And also, don't squat in skinny jeans.
Word. I take the note.
Sam.
I take a note.
Thumbtack.
No squatting for Sam tonight.
So that's going to do it. Everybody, have a great weekend. Have a happy 4th of July. Happy birthday to the United States of America. We may not be perfect. We got a long way to go.
That's right.
But if we put one foot in front of the other and keep trying, maybe we'll start making better decisions across the board. And Rush Limbaugh, go fuck yourself. Bye, everybody.
Not the monster under your bed. it's the one with you in the sheets. It's hard enough just making money. It's hard enough just trying to feel alive. Meanwhile, our fever is running, and kings bow down to the dollar sign. Well, don't ask me, don't ask me to change, change. It's up to you!
Goodbye.